Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I fucked that one up. Only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Say whatever I want. For our Hispanic brethren and sisters out there, numero uno. LA Talk Radio, numero uno. I do not know any other languages, so sorry, that's all I got for you. Anyway, this is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny, and James Muse, a.k.a. The Muse. What's up to everybody out there? What the fuck? We got this?
Wow.
Holy shit, we might be on a great submarine.
We're on a submarine.
Can we get this fucking echo off right here? Jesus Christ. I don't like this.
Don't make me use
Jesus.
This. I swear. That's what's
can you get Ronan to get this echo off of here? Oh, maybe it's gone now. Is it gone?
Is it gone?
Talk into it. Yeah.
I don't see it more.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that last show just really wanted to fucking echo. I still hear it a little bit in my mic, but not as much. Okay, thank God. Jesus. I thought, because I'm high right now.
I thought
maybe it was just my ears were fucking like, I don't know, I still haven't hear an echo, but it's not as bad as it was.
I'm like,
Jesus Christ, am I hearing things? I know I'm bipolar, and I just really got high. Holy fuck. No, okay, it wasn't me then.
Which are two great combinations.
Right, fucking A.
Great combination.
Well, I don't know about the bipolar part, but yes, the getting high part, yes, definitely. Anyway, and we are here today to have lots of great people on here. No. Why are you doing that while I'm on the air? God damn it. Turn that bitch off! No. Bad video. I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Facebook.
Cool. But silence your fucking microphone on the bitch. Anyway. Because I could hear the playback. I was like, what the fuck? Okay. I hear like I'm talking, but I'm not talking.
I like this chair.
That's pretty badass.
I hear you talking, but you can't
come in. Yeah. You're right. Okay. So recap real quick before we get to some of our guests and what's going on today, the main meat of our project today. All right. Let's see. What do we got? So this last Friday night at the Characters Sports Bar. Can I say Characters first? Characters Bar, Sports Bar in Pomona.
Just helping you out, baby.
Okay. Characters in Pomona, last Friday night, Youngblood Productions had a show. Ran a really great show, had a good time.
Yes, we
had
did.
Had a lot of fucking bands on the bill. Let's see if I can find who the fuck it was. No, I'm just kidding. I know we had Black Sabbatha.
Yes.
Woo!
Female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute band. So yeah, that was check them out. Really fucking good. Why don't I ever just type the goddamn person's fucking name in? I mean, anyway, so, and then we had some other really good bands, and was it Blacklist 9?
Yes.
Core was Island. Really fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Very awesome.
They had some really good bands. It was a really great set. I'm just looking to see. Nathan always sends me the fucking shit.
I think it was Core Elements, and then there
Core
was
Elements,
Core
yeah.
Elements,
yeah. Right, yeah, Core Elements, yeah. That was good. Core Elements.
Mexican
awesome.
American Psychos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here we go. So Blacklist 9, Dead is the New Black.
That's it. Dead is the New Black.
Black Sabbatha.
That would be us.
Core Elements. They're a hard rock and heavy and metal cover band.
Yes.
Then we had Mexican American Psychos, which is a Misfits tribute band. No. They really brought the fucking thunder and brought a lot of fucking people in. Shout out to our sound engineer, Jason Chavez. He is in the band Core Elements.
Yep.
Shout out to, thank you to the our door guy, JJ the Muse.
Yay!
And then I ran the production that day because my broski from another hosky, Nathan Young, shout out. Youngblood Productions owner.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
The owner of Youngblood Productions, who I work for as much as I possibly can because I need money. I'm just kidding.
Because we're keeping live music alive.
Exactly. I love this. I love working these shows. I love having a good time, and that's the best part about it.
Because you like to get high.
That too. And a lot of the bands smoke with me, or I smoke with them, or we smoke with each other.
We
smoke with each other, and I think it's really great. But we have a lot of fun. And then Sunday night, let's see, who do we have Sunday night? We had a show at the Five Star Bar Sunday, June 2nd. Our buddies Legions for up from by Palmdale, Lancaster area. We had Anti-Hero, our thrash metal buddies. Fucking love those guys. Shout out to Neil Metcalf and all the guys. Our band, one of the bands we manage, Fallen Fury.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing. Shout out to Will and Amy Bowman and all the rest of the members. I can't remember. They're both new. Anyway. So then let's see. We've got a couple shows coming up real quick here. We got Saturday, June 8th, Pacifico Cantina. We got Cesar Cardona.
All right.
Prism.
Ooh.
Art Disposal and Squeaky Buddha.
Don't forget Friday.
Oh, yes. What's Friday again? Jesus Christ.
Our cover band, SoCal Wreckers, is going to be.
Oh, yes. Mention that one, definitely.
Yep. Come and get wrecked with SoCal Wreckers. We do covers. We're going to have a lot of fun. We've got some special guests.
So this Friday, the 7th.
This Friday, Petey's Place.
Petey's Place, rock on.
And we have a special guest drummer. He's the drummer from Sweet.
Nice.
He's going to sit in, do some songs.
That's cool.
We've got some guests that are going to come up. Don Marlowe's going to come up and sing some songs.
I've got
Renee Casanova from Coda Sound. She's going to do some songs.
Nice.
And then I've got the band that's going to be playing before us is Wild Ride. They're awesome.
Oh, yeah. We know Wild Ride.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then Sancho is going to finish everything off. So it's going to be... He always does. Right? That's so true.
That's what she said.
Right? Yeah.
That's awesome. So, okay, yeah. Petey's Place. Petey's Place, shout out to Petey.
Shout out to Petey.
I was literally just talking to her this morning.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Petey. Love you. I just booked some more dates for August and September.
Awesome. Devin Fowle is going to be doing the sound, and he is amazing.
I love all the sound guys there.
Yeah.
I've worked with 4 different ones so far, and they've all been amazing.
Yeah.
So great sound guys, great sound system, great lighting, great stage, great bar atmosphere, everything. Everybody's so friendly. The security dudes, the bartenders, PD, everybody.
So let me do a shout out to Jim Manzo because he's the one who organized this entire thing. He's been working tirelessly trying to make this thing happen, and it's happening. We're going to have a raffle. We're going to raffle off a guitar.
Nice.
And we're going to raffle off a really cool steampunk look lamp.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah.
I love steampunk.
Yeah, dude.
Awesome. Badass shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sweet. I love it. We will do that.
So come and get your drink on tonight.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night. 2 nights from now.
Yeah.
So go to Petey's Place. Check it out. SoCal Wreckers. Some great. Another band I manage. Rock on.
Yeah.
Imagine that. I have you on a long list. No, I'm just kidding. You were some of my first, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So this Sunday. So I already said the Pacifico Cantina show Saturday. And then Sunday. June 9th, this Sunday at Petey's Place, we've got Black Pearl Light, Legions, Fallen Fury, and Seconds to Centuries.
Okay.
Right,
some great bands. And then next Wednesday, June 12th, at the CIA. Shout out to our buddy Carl Crew from the CIA.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
We've got the Bad Mofos, Los Angeles Misfits, Hidden Scars, which is a touring band from Las Vegas.
Okay. Wow.
And then we have Delphic Sibyl, our buddy Johnny Angel. What's up? All right. So some great bands. And then Sunday, June 16th, Five Star Bar. Shout out to Mark Cordova, owner of the Five Star Bar. What's up? We had Hollywood Nightmare, Revelry Gang, Let the Wolf In.
Oh.
And Hidden Scars.
Oh, yeah.
So come on out and check that show out, Five Star Bar. Man, that's going to be fucking amazing.
That sounds amazing.
We saw, we had Hollywood Nightmare and Revelry Gang play one of our shows, Petey's Place, recently.
Oh, wow.
Fucking phenomenal. Uncompliant was amazing too. But Hidden Scars, I can't wait to see them. And Let the Wolf In is fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen them. But they play the fiddle. Mm-hmm. They play like the electric fiddle and shit. And all the man, it's amazing.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see.
They
those
played
guys.
With us last time we played. Yeah, aren't they?
Oh yes, remember? Yeah. They were, that's so how good. I found that man. They were fucking amazing.
They were so.
I was like, I gotta book these guys.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Gotta book them. Gotta book them. All right. So what else do we have coming up for you guys besides this Friday?
Well, we got this Friday, and then we have, this is where I wish Sco Butler was here, because he's the one who's
Shout out to Jimmy Silcox.
Yeah, Jimmy Silcox, Francisco Zamudio, awesome, Don Marlowe.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Our badass fairy.
Yeah.
Jim Manzo, a.k.a. Sco Butler.
Yeah. Of course I got my boots on.
Yeah.
Fairies wear boots to bed.
And I, Jennifer DeVoe, am the backup fairy.
That's a backup fairy. Yes.
I always interact with Dawn when we're doing the stage performance.
You
it's always a lot of fucking fun.
That's
but I need to remember.
She's a jackass too.
I know, right? Fuck yeah.
You both do a very nice job. Oh, God.
Thank you. No pun intended.
No pun at all.
Dude, I fucking love that shit.
But we have something coming up. We're going to be at PD's again, but we're going to be doing the Black Sabbath, the tribute to Black Sabbath. And that's going to be on a Thursday.
Nice.
But I'm not quite sure of what the date is yet.
Yeah.
But you could see it on... You know, the Black Sabbath tribute to Black Sabbath Facebook page.
Yeah.
Or you can go to blacksabbath.com, right. Check out all our
Or
situations.
You could just come out on a Wednesday night when everybody jams at PD's.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And PD's hang out and fucking jammer. Sing with us. Or play with us.
Hell yeah.
It's a lot of fun tonight.
Just play with us.
Yeah, we're going to be there tonight. Come we're going to be now. There tonight. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good one, Jenny. Play with us.
Good times. Good times.
You know you want to.
Right?
Then, if you didn't want it before, you do now.
And then we're featuring them at one of our shows Wednesday, July 17th at the CIA, which is California Institute
That's
of
gonna
Abnormal
be so
Arts.
So cool.
Again, shout out to Carl Crew. And that will be on Wednesday. July 17th, come on out. They're going to be the headliners of the show.
That's going to be a lot of fun. That's a great stage.
It's a great venue. Yeah. I love that place.
The vibe is
just weird.
I want to start doing
dark place.
I want to start doing
dark.
Eventually, I want to start doing Rocky Horror Picture Show things there.
Well, oh my god, I used to play Janet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get a crew. Get a crew, and yeah, but I want to do that again. And I also would like to do Blood Diner, which is Carl Crew is in that movie. It's a 1987 cult classic. Fuck yeah.
Check
that out.
I gotta check it out now.
And he's an actor. He also played Jeffrey Dahmer, I believe, in the Jeffrey Dahmer story or something like that.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. I haven't seen that one yet, but I gotta go watch it.
Oh, that sounds creepy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's actually a really good actor. That's why people don't get it. I know people just think of him as the owner of the CIA here in North Hollywood. But
wow. I didn't know he was.
Oh, yeah. He's famous. I fucking love that dude. That's why, and he's also their bar has been featured in Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh wow!
Yeah, because he has the Museum of Oddities, so that's why I really want to showcase this venue more.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't even know where it is or who or what it is.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no, you need to come see this place. You seriously? So I'm gonna start getting flyers and handing them out everywhere, to get more people to know what's going on.
If you need a tarot card reader, Dawn.
Oh yeah, I'm doing like I said, in between the bands, I'm doing these little things.
Uh-huh.
So what we do is have you do tarot card readings and stuff, like
little 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's what it is. Exactly, it's a little 15 minute things, and you do and you'll do it on the outside stage. I don't know if you've been in there before, but they have an inside stage and an outside stage. So we're gonna do the outside stage in the middle for that stuff. And then the inside stage will be for the main bands and things.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. So in between, my bands are changing over and shit. We'll have the...
Because
the audience... Oh, hold on. Oh.
Yeah.
We got our caller.
Make it feel like they're on a journey.
We got our caller coming in. Hello. They're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. It's this, our author, Connie Grandma. Hello. How are you?
Great. So happy to hear you.
Yes, we're going to be featuring today author Connie Grandma. She's calling in from Moscow, Russia. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for calling into our show today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And actually, this is a 1 in the morning. So at this moment, I'm sitting in my pajamas talking to you.
Yeah, we were talking about that before the show. We were going to ask you, what time is it over there right now? 1 in the morning. Wow. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate you for calling in today. That's like, wow. I won't keep you too long, so I don't want to rip your long-distance phone bill either. she's calling America. Come on.
Yeah, that's a long way.
That's kind of expensive, you know what I mean? We'll keep you like 20 minutes or something, but I got some great questions for you. So her book is called The Lonely Hearts Bar.
All
As you can see, Lisa has it. So The Lonely Hearts Bar. And I was reading a little bit about it, and I was reading your ebook. She has an ebook on Amazon.
Yeah, right, an Amazon and Google Playbook app.
All right, cool. And now I noticed you're only 21.
22, actually, right now. Already.
Oh, okay. That's amazing.
So young.
Yeah.
And I know her PR person, Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau, she featured your book at the LA Times Book Festival just a couple months ago in April.
Amazing.
Yes. A lot of people were looking at your book. We were there both days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she had it out. So that's really nice. I think that's great.
Yeah,
so
it was really amazing to be part of it because I'm like in Moscow and to know that my book was presented and LA Festival of Books, it was a really amazing feeling to realize it.
Oh, that's awesome. I see that you started writing when you were 11?
Oh, yeah, just 11, right. It was short stories.
Oh, nice. Like, what kind of stories did you write about?
When I was 11, I wrote short fantastic stories, and it was something like a fly to other planets and contact with fictional worlds, something like that.
That's awesome.
Suddenly, yeah, right. But then, you know, I just realized that I couldn't write more like that because I wanted to talk about something what I feel like in real life and talk about real stuff.
Right. That makes sense.
That's nice.
And you have a great imagination, though, to be writing that kind of stuff, and especially at the age of 11.
Oh, yeah, just 11, right. It was fun time.
And I see you were 16 when you wrote your first serious novel?
Yeah, and it is The Lonely Hearts Bar.
Okay, and that's the one you wrote here. Okay, awesome. That's amazing. I mean, 16, that's just crazy.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And I see you've been going to school as well.
So, actually, at that moment, I moved to Moscow, and I'm a medical student of a session of university.
That's wonderful. First medical university of, how do you pronounce this? Sechenov?
Sechenov University, right.
Okay, awesome. Wow, see, she's a very accomplished young woman.
To be 22.
Very intelligent, very intelligent. That's wonderful.
But your passion is writing. Like you'd prefer to write rather than, you know, do the medical thing, huh?
Well, thank you. It's so nice to hear that.
She's wanting to know if you would rather do the writing or would you rather be in the medical profession? Where's your heart lie?
Right.
Well, I think that when you love something, it doesn't matter what, is it medicine or book, you can do both of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And for me, like, so medical for me, this is really important. So, and book for me, it is important too, because, you know, when you work in a hospital and you see a lot of patients, a lot of real stuff, it is important for me as a writer too, because I want to talk about something real so I can talk about real stories that I face.
That makes sense.
Oh, wow.
Gives you real life experiences that you can write about.
Right.
Yeah, that's a very good way to look at it.
Right, it is. Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to look at that. So that's good. Your ebook is available on Google Play as well as Amazon. And where can people find you for your social media?
and Instagram and Facebook, and I'm always happy to be in touch with my readers.
Oh.
And it's at Connie Grandma?
Yeah, just Connie Grandma, yeah.
Just type that in. I'm sure she's the only one. But it's spelled, just for our listeners and viewers, K-O-N-N-I, and then her last name is spelled G-R-A-N-M-A. And then you can look her up, she's an author.
Sounds pretty close, like grandmother, right?
Right, almost like I'm saying my grandma.
And she's so young.
Yeah, right?
Grandma.
Now, I see that you turned your book into not just a book, but also a screenplay.
Yes, it is a book screenplay.
And why did you decide to write it like that?
Because I think that when I was writing a book, I imagined it like a movie, you know? So I think that the main problem for me was that I understand that my readers must imagine a lot of detailed scenes, you know? Right. Maybe that's why some scenes are really detailed in human reread sometimes, and I know it's not easy, but at the same time it is interesting what you can imagine a lot. It's like a real screenplay,
right? I like that. It gives it more of a real feel.
Have you been in contact with any studios or anything like that to pitch your idea to or anything like that?
Not yet, actually. Well, I tried to send, an email, but it always a longer time when you're waiting for answers. So it's just the beginning, right? this way.
Well, that's great, though. I mean, maybe that's a good idea. Someday she can pitch it to a studio.
Well, yeah. The more you get the word out, the more you you might want to contact, put yourself connected on Instagram and Facebook to some studios that might be able to, and you could start off with maybe the small independent ones, take a look at the Hollywood Reporters, Variety Magazine, those sort of things.
Right.
And, you can get some ideas as to where maybe your story would land really well at.
Yeah. And her book is about Los Angeles.
Right.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that would, they'd like some, honestly, when she told me about this book and she said it was, it's a romance, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it kind of reminds me of, what was that movie with Ryan Gosling?
The Notebook?
No.
Not that one.
No. It just came out. It was a musical.
Oh,
L.A. Land. Yeah, right.
LA
yes,
Land
yes. Yeah, so
about Damien Chazelle. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It kind of, to me, I mean, hey, they made that into a screenplay, right? That was probably a book at one time, honestly.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So this to me kind of has that same type of vibe.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree. That's awesome.
Well, it's amazing to hear that because so many people love this movie, this musical.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A lot of people like that movie. So what I'm saying is, yeah, definitely do some work on finding where this could land at, what studio it could land at and everything.
Right.
That'd be rad.
That would be. That's a good idea.
And that's free advice from Black Sabbath.
That's awesome. So we'll see. What is the book about? Can you tell us what the theme and the meaning of the book is? So that way everybody knows a little bit more about it.
The Lonely Hearts Bar, it's really a lot connected with the arguments about the greatness of universe and time, which causes the main characters to change their lives and follow the path of their dreams. So the novel's main character, Connie, with the hopes of conquering Hollywood, heads to Los Angeles to take courses in filmmaking and screenwriting. and on the way she stops in the bar in an American suburb that has uncannily linked the lives of the main and even secondary characters. And so each of my characters is in Los Angeles in the pursuit of their dreams, but after all, every dream has a downside. So the main question is, does your dream have another side, once that just as enigmatic and invisible as the far side of the moon? And what will you do when you're faced with this side of your dream?
Interesting.
That is interesting.
I like that.
So how long did it take you to write this book?
Just a year.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
That's really cool.
Yeah. We hear some people say really like that.
Just a year, yeah.
Right.
So I figured, are you working on any other books now? Or are you more focused on your education?
There are two novels, my future projects. Calling Pulse and the story of Matching Sky at the editing stage, which are waiting for the future agent, I guess.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Dang, that's great. She has two books she's writing on now, and she's going to medical school. Jeez.
Well, you know, I don't know if you're familiar also with this, Connie, but you can, you know, maybe try to get yourself a literary agent.
That's why she has a PR person so far, which is Desiree Duffy.
Yeah, but you could look at exposure. Yeah, you could look at the list, like go online and everything, and look at a list of literary agents.
An agent is different than a PR person, right?
That's
different.
And they could help you, like they you know. Maybe they could help you with your screenplay too. Yeah, actually, that's a good idea. That's a good route to take for sure.
Amen.
That's better. That way they can negotiate things with the studios and whatnot.
Right, I agree.
No.
More free advice from Black Sabbath.
I just know a little bit about that world.
which is good. Can you tell us a little bit more about you and how it is to live in Moscow?
Well, so nothing special about me, really. I just
you'll be all right.
When I was 16, and now I study at the fifth year of medical university at the medical faculty. Well, so in the beginning, medicine seems very difficult, and sometimes it seems that you cannot cope with it. But then you find yourself on the path of helping someone, and you feel more confident, and you understand that the choice was made right, you know. And so I thought about becoming a filmmaker, but apparently sometimes life has other plans for a person, and most likely it is for better. So, you know, faced with the real stories of patients from hospitals, so I see the real life and its opposite side. And so for me, it is important as a writer. And Moscow now is very warm and fun.
Okay.
So beautiful city for both summer and snow white, beautiful winter, and always happy to meet people from all over the world.
Oh, awesome.
So what are you studying in your medical field? What are you
what is the specialty?
Yes.
Well, it's difficult to say what specialty I dedicate my life, because I'm only fifth year of medical university. So after another year is left at the university, and then residency begins.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To think about it.
So what part of the medical field is interesting you most, like the heart, internal medicine, you know, that sort
feet.
Of thing.
Maybe feet.
Feet.
You know, I think something difficult. I mean, difficult the situations that you faced. I mean, because I remember that for me, the most difficult thing was these 5 years. From what I had to see, what there was the amputation of the young man's leg. He was about 25 years old, and it was the first time when I saw it, and it was really difficult emotionally. He was a drug addict guy. I remember that. So, you know, medicine difficult just because of situations that you see, like real stuff.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, that would be unnerving, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
She could even be like an emergency room doctor or, that's like different type of stuff.
A very different type of.
Medical type doctor, you know.
Yeah, you're pretty much more Johnny on the spot, like let me take care of this really quick type sort of mentality.
Yeah. So, you know, well, Madison now treats rather than a disease, but rather a patient, you know. So, first of all, you should just improve the quality of life and be like a doctor and say a kind word to patients. You know, that is important.
Yeah, a lot of people are lacking in the bedside manner department. You know what I mean? Seriously, a lot of doctors don't know how to interact with their patients.
Yeah.
They have the great medical experience, but when it comes to actually interacting and being compassionate and having a heart, and you know what I mean, with their patients, a lot of them, there's a disconnect. That's why they have the nurses. Yeah. Even some of the nurses have that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just here to do my job.
Yeah. So for you to have that care and like you want to do a good job and you want to make people feel at ease and, you know, good customer service.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That goes a long ways. You know what I mean?
It makes the person feel more comfortable.
More special. Like they actually matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. You know what I mean? It is very important for patients, of course.
Yeah. I think that helps with their recovery too, you know, like, you know, putting them in a good frame of mind.
Right.
Yeah. Helps them with their healing. Wouldn't you agree, Don, on that?
Yes, I would agree that you should probably not beat them down any more than they've been beaten. Yes,
this is true.
That you ought to uplift their spirit as much as you possibly can.
Yes.
Heal their mind, body, and spirit.
Yes,
yes.
Free advice from Don Marlowe.
Don Marlowe.
Fairy with boots.
Resident fairy.
The fairy who wears boots.
Resident fairy, okay.
Connie, I have a question about what do the Russians think about our president Donald Trump?
Oh my God! You did not just ask that. Oh, no.
Oh, political.
You didn't. No, no, we're not going political. That was the perfect timing for that.
She shot this little gun that has little confetti that comes out.
Did you see it? Awesome. Are you watching us live, Connie, right now?
Probably not.
Probably not.
I had to do it. I'm sorry. It's perfect.
I have a good question for you.
What would
you do if you came to Hollywood?
Look for us.
Your book is about Los Angeles. What would you do if you came to Hollywood?
Come to our show.
I just wanted to see Santa Monica and Baba Gow Shrimp & Co. restaurant.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
I like it. Can't go to Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Bubba Gump Shrimp.
We'll take you out to Bubba Gump's.
Right.
I heard they have amazing shrimp and stuff. I heard they have amazing seafood and shrimp and things.
That's
so
really delicious.
It's just they're wicked expensive. But, you know, but you're a guest in Hollywood. We'll take you out.
Either that or a box of chocolates.
They got that amazing seafood restaurant down by, Marina Del Rey or down through there somewhere? Malibu. There's an amazing seafood restaurant along the
right on the highway.
PCH.
Oh, what's that called?
We'll take you out one of them places.
Get Why can't some, I remember the name
that's
of
funny,
the
we're going to get you some Maine lobster, even though you're coming
in
to California.
Is it called? It's not called the Lighthouse now. No.
No, I don't remember.
Something House, though.
I just remember my son's father took me there years and years and years ago.
I can't remember.
Are you talking about the place where the waves come up onto the window? That was called the Sea Lion.
No, not that place. This was more back, like behind. Yeah, anyway.
By the street.
I remember that one.
Okay, so... let's see. Anybody else have questions?
We could take her to Neptune's Net.
There's lots of places in LA.
I'm kidding because Neptune's
Bunch of them.
Net.
I'm not there. But I mean, they have tons of places.
You could choose a lobster you're going to kill. they're going to kill
me. And if you, is there any,
I can never do that.
That's a real life experience.
I could never do that.
If you could pick, I got a good question. If you could pick the lead characters for your book, if you turn it into a screenplay, that's like a movie, who would you pick as a famous actor to play the parts of your characters?
Yeah.
If you could have anybody you wanted.
Ethan Hawke.
Ooh, good actor.
Yeah. He's hot too.
He'd play the male role, right? Okay. Who would you have as the female?
Female. Wow, this is a difficult question because I really never thought about that, but I think if my main character has a name just like me, so I can be Connie.
Right?
You could. Very true. Be like Stephen King and Quentin Tarantino and all those people who star in their own movies.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, Spike Lee.
Why
not?
What's
right.
What's his name? Spike Lee and...
Sylvester Stallone.
Adam Sandler.
And what's the dude? Oh, yeah. What's the dude who plays... what's the one who has the... M. Night Shyamalan.
Okay.
M. Night Shyamalan is in all his movies, too. So yeah. You can be like that. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah.
Who says you can't?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
There you go. You and Ethan Hawke. You and Ethan Hawke.
Oh, could you see that?
Opposite each other, Connie. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God.
That'd be
amazing. That's a true romance story.
That's a dream right
Wait,
there.
Is he married?
Ethan and Connie sitting in a tree.
Yeah. But I don't think it really matters if he's married or not. It's a movie. Okay.
Right? Okay. They're acting.
Yeah, we're good.
They're acting.
It's acting, exactly.
Just acting great.
Right?
Well, Ethan Hawke, yeah, because when I was writing about the main character, Mr. Beebe, this is a college professor, I really think that Ethan Hawke, he's just the perfect for this role. I really don't know why, but I always, thinking about it.
All writers know who's perfect for their scripts.
For the most part,
all writers, yeah. Probably.
But it depends on if they're available or not. Depends on if they're available or not. Depends on if you offer them enough money.
Mm-hmm.
There's some different aspects to it.
Of course.
So we're going to put her on blast because she walked in late.
Silent Giggles.
Silent Giggles is in the house. Silent Giggles.
She's trying to be silent.
Is like a mouse.
In a house.
Get it? She's really quiet.
I totally get that.
She's like a mouse.
But this ain't silent no church. This ain't no church.
This ain't no church? No.
No saints.
Does that mean I'm putting her on blast. She's part of the insane clown gang?
Insane clown posse?
I'm a juggalette.
I thought you were.
Whoop, whoop, motherfucker. Whoop, whoop. In your fist bump. Fellow juggalette. My son's a juggalo. He has the hatchet man, hatchet girl for tattoos on his forearms right here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I love the shit. We took him to see ICP, Insane Clown Posse, last March here in at the Regent downtown. Man, that was an amazing show. Yeah, last March. That was amazing. It was an early birthday present.
Everywhere.
That's his favorite band, so.
My friend. Amazing. We're
getting off topic now. We're talking to the author here. But.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's wrap and then we'll talk about that stuff. Okay. Keep that in your head. Don't forget.
I won't.
All right.
In the meantime, I could text and see if she'll give me the name of that stupid band.
All right. Want to thank you so much, Connie, for being on our show today.
Yes.
Let me see the book.
Thank you, Connie.
Thank you for calling in. We've kept you for almost 25 minutes. We kept you hostage for almost 25 minutes now. You're a very interesting guest, and thank you so much for calling in today. You've been amazing, and you're only 22 years old,
and
you've already accomplished so much. You should always have confidence in yourself and believe in you, because we need more females in the world. We need more females, strong, independent females in the world that contribute to the arts, whether it's music, whether it's painting, it's writing, it's whatever it is. We need more people people like me who showcase people like you. You know what I'm saying? Like the Desiree Duffys of Black Chateau in the world. We want to help you get to where you need to be so you can be successful. So that's what we're here for as a radio show, is to help you get where you need to be. We have been talking today, and I want to again thank you so much to author Connie Grandma. Right. She wrote this book when she was 16 years old. Only took her a year. Look at this. The Lonely Hearts Bar. Go check it out. And if you're watching Ethan Hawke, we want you.
Yeah.
I highly doubt it, but you never know.
Hashtag Ethan Hawke every
Wait,
time.
Wait, I'm gonna tag Hawk him. You swear to God. On Facebook, I'm going to tag his official fucking page and see if he pays attention.
Every time, every day.
Yeah, we're gonna tag you and tag him and see if he pays attention.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes
I've been
don't.
Tagging the hell out of Ozzy and his wife.
Tag
and Robert
the
Downey Jr.
shit out of that stuff. But
Black
thank
Sabbath.
You so much today for calling in, Connie. And she's calling in from
thank
Moscow,
you.
Russia. Yes. It's like almost 2 a.m. over there. So we're going to let you go and I know you're in your pajamas, let you go and get back to bed. Thank you so much for calling in today. We appreciate you. And you have a wonderful, I guess, sleep.
All the best to you.
All the best
tonight.
To you.
Thank you.
Wish you all the success in the
thank
world.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I was happy to be part of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Be well. Stay out of hell.
That was author Connie Grandma from Moscow, Russia. Author of The Lonely Hearts Bar. Hell yeah, we had a good time. Thank you. See, I always love it when the guest celebrities, co-hosts, pipe in and ask questions as well. I always love that. So I always tell you guys, feel free to ask some questions. If you have really great questions, but the original questions, ask. See, the muse.
Right.
The muse asked some great questions as well.
I wanted to find out about
Silent
Russia.
Giggles was late. I kind of keep fucking with you on that one.
Father.
Anyway, this is Tashina Saunders, aka Silent Giggles. I'm building you your own Facebook page. It's gonna. I mean, you have your own, but it's gonna say. It's gonna be. I don't give a shit. This is gonna say Silent Giggles. It's gonna have a picture of you. No, Silent Giggles, member of the Get Real Global Entertainment production team. Okay.
Silent Giggles.
So yes, what would you like to say, the muse?
I want to give a shout out to somebody part of our new Get Real Global Jenny's Real Talk on the Block team.
Okay.
His name is Kevin. He is a drive-through worker and maintenance guy at a very famous world-famous restaurant. I don't want to say no names. I don't think I'm supposed to anyway.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, McDonald's.
Fucking McDonald's. McDonald's. Girl. What up, Ronald? How you doing, eh? Another part of the clown family, huh, Don? It's Ronald McDonald. Fuck yeah. The biggest clown of them all. You the king, baby.
I just give a shout out. His name is Kevin. You know what I mean? He's a cool young guy. He's asked me, about the radio show and everything. And he said he's going to be listening today. I'll just give him a pat that shout out.
What up?
What up,
shout
Kevin?
Out, Kevin.
You put on that Ronald McDonald suit and come on over here. I bet you get on this show.
Oh, most definitely. But did you know that since that is a trademarked thing,
specific
people are allowed to wear that costume?
There's 13 Ronalds in everywhere.
Yes.
And that's did you name. Know that clowns... for real, have to trademark their faces, and there's only
doesn't
one
make
of them.
It makes sense.
Like
Bozo the clown,
and
you can't
you can look those fucking
and you can't paint your face the way they paint their face
because
it's trademarked.
That's right.
You seen that dude? I don't know. He performs a different. I don't know if his birthday parties or whatever. No, he's got literally tattoos over his entire face and his head and everything. And he literally his hair, his real hair, is tufts coming out the side of his head, one on either side, and they're fucking bright ass red. I shit you not, this dude looks like a clown 24/7. For real. He even has the tattoos.
He's the illustrated man.
Yes. Dude, his face paint, his tattoos are in the, his facial tattoos are in the shape of the clown makeup.
I saw that.
On and he wears a bowler hat. He wears his little black bowler hat. This dude is fucking nuts. If you are around, I don't know your fucking name. Call the fuck in. 323-203-0815. You are part of the clown family, motherfucker. Anyway.
Wow. I got that clown.
We're here.
She's not clowning around.
No. We're here with lead singer Lisa O'Neill from the awesome band Black Sabbath, a female-fronted tribute band to Black Sabbath. We have resident fairy. Fairies wear boots. Dawn Malone. She's nefarious.
Always.
Fuck yeah. Those are badass. Boots. Okay, I want a pair. I need to get a pair of black boots myself.
Those
I've been wanting some anyway.
What size are you?
11. I have very big feet. But
that
I need
is
to go.
Not Franken feet.
It's okay.
Close enough. Fucking close enough. I can wear clown shoes. I can wear clown shoes. And they barely fit.
Oh my God.
My parents,
I know what you're getting for your birthday.
Right? My parents used
from her.
To say. My parents used to say, if your feet keep fucking growing, we're going to have to buy you a pair of skis.
Jacket.
And you used to have a pair of skis.
That's all right. That's all right. Because
I was a downhill skier. I'm not. That's not a joke.
She didn't use any skis.
I didn't have to. My feet were perfect for that. I said, no, I don't need any skis. Just leave me alone. Give me some poles. I'm good to go. And then I go up on the fucking lift, and then I jump up and whee, and I just go.
She was a prodigy.
And I did not need any fucking skis. So saved on rentals.
And then
I didn't have to buy any because my feet were perfect.
She had a lot of sponsors.
Yes, I did. Pay less shoe stores.
That's why they bankrupt.
Oh,
that's why they're going out of business.
That's why bankrupt. No more Kenny's shoes.
Yeah, that's why because I put them all out of business because I went through all these shoes.
You wore them out is what happened. They were like, we got to make these big ass shoes again. Got them tired.
Yeah, I charged them way too much. Being their spokesperson. No shit. Mm-hmm. I said, that's $5 million, bitch. I'm worth it. And they went out of business. I don't know what happened. Maybe because I asked for too much. I don't really know.
It's anyway, always a cost.
She has
if it was Ronald McDonald, you fucking pay up.
That clown guy. So I found the name of that band that I was telling you about, that clown band. They're called Desluca,
and
they're really crazy.
Like, we need to get a hold of some.
Get it? Yeah, I could get them on the. I could get them on the show.
Well, I need them to play one of my shows at the CIA.
Well, let me see where they're at.
Wednesdays.
Okay. So we'll check them out on YouTube and see what's up, and then you could see, you know.
If you're a goth band or you're in a weird fucking strange band that has costumes and makeup and just
you
out of the
right
fucking world,
with a...
I'm working on booking Potty Mouth.
Yeah,
my buddy's Potty Mouth.
Jason
Boccia.
Yeah.
Boccia. I don't want to butcher your name, dude, but I love you.
Right.
Jason
Boccia.
Yeah. Shout out to you.
His fucking Potty Mouth is amazing. We saw them in January at the Sage Restaurant
the
and Lounge.
Shit, right?
They opened for Green Jello, our buddies from Green Jello.
Yeah.
Shout out to Green Jello. Green Jello sucks. Green Jello sucks. our buddy Nathan
little
Young,
big,
Youngblood Productions. He is their bassist, one of their many bassists. Uh-huh. They have almost 900 members of their band worldwide.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Every state they go into, every city they go into, every area, they have band members waiting to jump in that all know the songs.
That's like Frank Zappa.
It's just easier.
Remember Frank Zappa made a lot of musicians.
It's way
easier.
It's way easier because you could just jump on the bill and you just got, you know, he's coming to town. Oh, boom. He's already got people ready to go.
That's pretty rad.
He doesn't have to worry about it. But our buddy Nathan Young is one of the many bassists for them. Shout out to Psycho John Jennings. What up, brother?
Yeah.
That's one of the other members here in L.A. or Pomona area for them.
These are our people.
Yeah,
guitarists. We're addressing here.
All really great people.
Our people.
Yeah.
So I wanted to thank you, Jenny, for representing our band, Black Sabbath. We really appreciate you. You work hard. And I'll never forget when you first introduced us. It was so funny. She couldn't pronounce the name. She's like, Black.
Sabatha.
And
I didn't know
like,
what the fuck was going on. I was like, oh, yeah, right. Like Sabbath. Like Sabbath.
I was so cute.
And then I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
It was funny.
Because they played a show for me at Petey's Place in Tarzana back in January. And it was the first show. This is when I first met them, and I just booked you sight unseen. I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, fuck it. I love Black Sabbath, so you know what I mean. But I butchered that name. That was bad.
And
it wouldn't be the first one. There's another band, Trust and Believe, that I have butchered their name. That's why I always ask them, how do you fucking say your name?
It makes you real.
That's one of the biggest reasons now I ask every single band. If it's not already pretty easy to, you know, like Crystal Death. I mean, come on. Certain bands are like, you just know how to fucking pronounce it. Right. But then certain other bands, I need to ask them, hey. It got me to that mind where now I ask every band that if I can't pronounce it, I'd be like, hey, how do you pronounce the name of your band? So I don't butcher it on stage. You know what I mean? Shout out, yeah, Baron D'Averill. What up, dudes?
But what I will say is people know the name now.
Yeah. Dorian D'Averill and our buddy resident fucking drummer Alejandra Arellano. That woman fucking drums for everybody.
Nah.
Fucking everybody.
Nine.
She routinely does two shows.
Yeah.
Two different groups.
She literally one night she played a show for me. This was just a couple weeks ago. She played a show with me in one band at the fucking Five Star.
Right.
Then turned, that was Callie Kush. Mm-hmm. Then turned around and we watched them play actually. And then she turned around. And then we got on a bus and we went over to the fucking Rainbow Bar and Grill. And she came over and fucking got picked up by another band and came over with that band. And Callie Kush, and they played in another band. She played.
Oh, wow.
It was badass.
It's really a small world.
It really is. In the music.
I just think it's awesome. I had her booked at two different venues on the same night with two different bands. I love doing that shit.
Yeah, Francisco, our drummer does that from time to time, huh, Don?
Yeah. Yeah. Whoever you are,
like all the time.
No offense, I love all of you, but fuck off and don't call me during a broadcast. If you know me, this is buzz. I know it's got to be a business call because anyone who knows me knows I have a show every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm sorry, I won't do that anymore.
Stop, Don.
Don, stop calling her.
Where is the whip? Back Don, to the basement.
Don's calling you with her boob.
I'm going to return the call with my boobs.
Here we go.
My boobs are busy not being boobs. Anyway.
Oh, you're just wrong for that.
You got to see what I go through.
She gets the booby prize.
Oh, wait. I'm a double D. What are you?
I want the booby prize.
Yeah.
I'm almost like an E, but I'm going to say a double D.
Well, I was a double D, but I'm a D now.
You lost some weight.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of going there with you because I went from an E to a double D now because now I've lost like almost 40 pounds. So I'm like, fuck. What am I going to go down to if I lose all my weight? Fuck, I'm scared.
I can tell you that I wear 38 or 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not saying what I wear ever.
Eventually, I'm gonna be.
I can say this about my boobs.
They're real.
They're real.
Amen.
It's like her talk.
No stuff here.
That's right.
No chemicals. No artificial sweeteners. No.
Well, sometimes it's an artificial sweetener.
Speaking of artificial sweeteners, we're going to be our cover band this Friday. SoCal Records is going to be doing some Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Shout out to Def Leppard.
I love Def Leppard.
This girl right here is going to be doing. What song, Tom? What song?
Well, first of all, I want to know, are you going to be my girl?
All day long.
Yeah, good song.
And then she and I.
Yeah.
We're going to do Rainbow in the Dark.
Yes, Tia!
We have a friend who passed.
Rainbow in the Dark.
Our friend who passed.
Our friend Garrison who passed recently.
Shout out to Garrison.
We love that
family.
Fucker, and every time we sing that
Shout out to Scum Love.
Yeah.
We're so sorry for your loss, dude.
Yes, we are.
Sorry for Garrison's family.
Our loss.
Everybody's loss. The music family, everybody. I know Warrior Dave went to that. Shout out to Warrior Dave.
Yeah,
he went to that funeral, or to the
Nathan
memorial.
Was there. Nathan was there.
Nathan Young was there. They did it at Skinny's Bar and Lounge just a couple weeks ago. Week and a half ago.
Yeah.
A week before, yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to sing that fucker. And every time we do, we're gonna remember him.
Absolutely.
In all his
glory.
Yeah, and in all of his.
Sad. He was crazy.
Stubborn.
Raise money to help. Find a cure for or something better for diabetes.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Please.
And depression, you know.
Depression too, yes.
Yeah, depression is, it's...
been there lately.
Yeah, it,
Especially this damn weather.
My belief, and nobody has to believe this way or whatever. Like I believe, like in law of attraction and like what ends up, I think, happening with people that are depressed is they just keep thinking about that stuff that depresses them. And then it just gets more depressing because you're focusing on that. Right. You know, it's kind of good, like, to kind of get up and go somewhere else. Like, if you're in a room and you're depressed in that room, get up and go, like, walk outside or get in the sun or pet your cat. Like, do something. Really, do something to relieve yourself somewhat.
Right.
And it'll help lift it.
Well,
you know, little by little.
What do we want to say in closing? Last words for anybody?
Come see
SoCal Records this Friday, Marlone this Friday.
She'll be
at Petey's Place in Tarzana.
We'll have Jim Manzo there. He's going to be on bass. Jimmy Silcox going to be on guitar. We've got our new friend Big is going to be drumming. Francisco's Mudio might be there. There's a possibility.
And they're doing a giveaway.
We're going to do some raffles. The guitar, the badass steampunk lamp. We're also going to be having Talon, Scott Christopher. He's going to do a song with us.
Okay, nice. Very good.
And then we've got the drummer from Sweet who's going to sit in on a couple of songs.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be really sweet.
All right. Well, we got an Amscray for another week.
Right.
We've got some exciting people coming up within the next few weeks. Next week, I got to go fully confirm this, but right as of now, I have booked... Jenna James Mullins from Glitter Trash will be on next Wednesday's broadcast, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So check us out, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. The week after that, June 19th, we're going to have Michael Cohen, Mikaru, will be on the broadcast. Then Wednesday, June 26th, we're going to have the Mac Daddy of all Mac Daddies, Star Daddy.
I remember that dude.
Justin Symbol, a.k.a. Star Daddy, will be in the fucking house. And hopefully he'll bring some of his other luscious beauties with him. I fucking love his big boned girls. I love it. All right. And then July 3rd.
Big boned?
Yes. Wednesday. That's how they say it. Wednesday, July 3rd, we're going to have the Thrill Seekers. We love those guys. And then July 10th, we'll have Carl Crew, owner of the CIA, in the house. So get ready for some more amazing shows. Oh, July 17th, Death on the Radio. July 24th, Hollywood Nightmare.
July 17th.
We got some great fucking shows.
July 17th, Black Sabbath, CIA.
Hell yeah. We got some amazing shows, amazing concerts coming up.
Hell yeah.
Go check us out. Get Real Global Entertainment on Facebook. Get Real Global on Instagram. Get Real Global R1 on Twitter. Check us out. You can find our concert schedule listed up on the our site on Get Real Global Entertainment on Facebook. So go check us out. You can see when we're going to have concerts upcoming and maybe who our guests will be on the radio show. So go check it out. Black Sabbatha as well as SoCal Records. You can check them out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Stay out of hell.
Shout out from Jenny and the Muse. Next week, Glitter Trash. See you next time.
Thank you. Gotta go.
Shout out to Black Sabbatha.
Bye. Love, peace, and hell, Grease.
Hell yeah.
This again.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.